The documents were accidentally sent to the newspaper by the law firm representing the Eugene School District. Wendy Baker is chief counsel with the Register Guard. She describes receiving the box of 500 documents earlier this week.
By the time I got to the fourth or fifth page, I realized that they were not redacted, and I had expected to see redacted documents. So, yeah, I was shocked.
She says after much discussion, they made the editorial decision to publish.
What our responsibility was with regard to the other attorney or to that law firm and to the public. And once we saw what was in the records and that there were these apparent serious violations of public meetings laws, we felt that that outweighed any concern that we had about not sharing them.
In a written statement, Berman says he is surprised and saddened by the article. He also says he's concerned about the damage it may do to the district and the board, as well as to himself personally. 4J School Board Chairman Jim Torrey also offered a statement saying mistakes happen. Now it is time to move forward and reinforce our respect for consistently open and candid board discussions of school district business. Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.